Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam,
first canto, first chapter, text number 9. Tatra tantra jasayushman bhavata yad vinishchitam pungsang ekantata shreyas tanna sang stutim arhasi tanna sangsitum arhasi. Please, therefore, being blessed with many years, explain to us in an easily understandable way what you have ascertained to be the absolute and ultimate good for the people in general. In the Bhagavad Gita, the worship of the Acharya is recommended. The Acharyas and Goswamis are always absorbed in thoughts of the well-being of the general public, especially their spiritual well-being. Spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being. The Acharyas, therefore, give directions in spiritual well-being for people in general. Foreseeing the incompetencies of the people in this age of Kali, or the Iron Age of Quarrel, the sages requested that Siddha Goswami give a summary of all revealed scriptures, because the people of this age are condemned in every respect. The sages therefore inquired of the absolute good, which is the ultimate good for the people. The condemned state of affairs of the people of this age is described as follows. Gunanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shikurave Namaha. So here we see what is the heart of the Acharya or the Goswami. Papa described it. The Acharyas, the Goswamis, they are always absorbed in thoughts of the well-being of people in general, especially their spiritual well-being. But that doesn't neglect their material well-being. So Prabhupada explains that, he says, this Hare Krishna consciousness movement wants to see that everyone is well-fed, even the animals. That in India you will not find any animal that is fatty. They're all skinny. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. I've seen a few fatty dogs in Bombay, but that's an exception to the rule. I'm walking on the beach, Juhu Beach. I'm with their leashes and their masters. Walking their master. Feeds them nicely. That is the exception. So, Vedic culture means that everyone is well fed, so that we don't neglect them. In our Krishna Ganyas, that is the mission of our Krishna Ganyas movement. We want that everybody should eat very nicely and have full belly. That's actually where Prabhupada mentions. But especially, the sages are thinking about the spiritual well-being. If you have $1 million, all of your $10 problems are solved. Sometimes people criticize us because we don't focus on material well-being. See? We focus on spiritual well-being. But they don't realize that focusing on spiritual well-being automatically includes material well-being, but not the opposite. It's not that by focusing on material well-being that spiritual well-being is included. It's not. If I can make you a millionaire, you see, then all of your $100, $1,000, $10,000 problems are solved. But I simply give you $10,000 that I solve your $1 million problems now. this is why the sages focus on the spiritual well-being. This is why the sages want to encourage everyone to come to the level of pure devotional service. It's amazing to sometimes see that even ISKCON members sometimes think that it's not possible to become a pure devotee in this lifetime. Therefore, why should I try? In other words, they're not focusing on pure devotional service. They've contented themselves to live in some mixed karma mishra bhakti position. This is okay. Because you can't really achieve pure devotional service. So it's okay to be mixed. But you know what? Ahaita ki pratiyata yayatma supersedati. Unless one is on the platform of pure, unalloyed devotional service, without any motives, without any interruption, you can't be fully happy. So to strive for pure devotional service is not some foolish utopian dream. It's practical psychology. It's just practical psychology. Because without that focus, you won't be happy. You cannot be happy. So we have to aim for that highest good. That we must do. So the acharyas, they are pushing us not to be content with some lesser position. You see, they're urging us to come to that platform. That is their kindness upon us. Because our nature is to kick back and take it easy, not to strive for the highest thing. Our tendency is to glide down into the modes of nature. So these great pure devotees like Sita Goswami, Shukadev Goswami, you see, they're urging us to come to that platform of pure devotional service. The Bhagavatam is meant for that. Described earlier on, second verse. Dharma projita kaitavo trapadamo nirmat saranam sutam. Completely rejecting all forms of religion which are tainted by any desire of impurity. The Bhagavatam rejects this quasi spiritual position, is not relevant. For the human, not relevant for being discussed. Simply urges pure devotional service. For what purpose? The same thing is described here. It says, for the distinguishing reality from illusion, for what purpose? For the welfare of all. Someone asks, so you do you do welfare, do you Hare Krishnas do welfare work? Oh yes. What do? We distinguish reality from illusion. They say, oh come on. What's the good of that? It's just some ideas. It's not feeding anyone. You see, they will criticize distinguishing reality from illusion. But the fact is, they don't know that how that is the ultimate welfare you can do for someone. Even from a mundane viewpoint, there's an old saying, you know, teach someone, you give somebody a fish, you can feed him for one day, but if you teach him how to fish, then you've fed him for a lifetime. Heard that saying? So you can take some care. You can take care of somebody's material well-being and satisfy them for a short period of time, that if you can enlighten them spiritually, then you have fed them for all of eternity. You see? And they're set for all of eternity. All their problems are solved eternally. You see? If I can enlighten you with spiritual knowledge, you see, then I have solved all of your problems for all of eternity. If I give you some house and some money, and I give you, even set you up with a, you know, some trust fund that'll make you a millionaire for the rest of this mortal existence. Have I solved all your problems? No. You're still going to get old, you're going to get sick, and you're going to die. Even Bill Gates, the wealthiest man on this planet, he has to get sick and old and die. And there's no doctor. He can hire the most high-paid doctors on this planet with no problem. A whole staff of the highest-paid doctors will come and wait on him hand and foot, 24/7. But can they stop him from getting old and get sick and dying? No way. You see. But the bona fide acharya is described here, the Goswami. These personalities, they are invested by Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, with the potency to deliver the conditioned souls from their entanglement within karma chakra. So we need to find out such personalities, take shelter of them, you see. Personalities such as Suta Goswami. We need such persons desperately. Desperately we need association of such persons. But we're very proud thinking, I am great, I am advanced. I don't need such persons. So, in this way, we have to remember that time is passing. And at any minute, we will have to leave this body. Therefore, we must focus ourselves at every minute in the realization that I am nothing but a tiny, insignificant servant of the 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 servant of Lord Sri Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalaya Dasa Dasa Dasa. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.